So let's do a little chazara, okay? So again, we talked about the Isser of Parakum and the many stages, Alpitan and Shmanan and Yenan, and how the Mishum Dabarachem, and we talked about the connection to Daniel, the extent to which Daniel introduced the Isser, right? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
What page are we on?
What? No. I'm smarter than that. No. And then, so then we talked about, and where we said everyone seems to understand that at some level the Isser of Parakum is because of Chatnut. More expensive things, etc. We discussed how the Gemara seems to roll back the entire prohibition because people didn't actually, it didn't take effect because people didn't actually keep the law. The Yerushalmi raises the possibility that maybe they only rolled it back for Pat Balei Abayit, for Pat Palter, they continue to forbid Pat Balabatim. And then we saw the Gemara, at least as our Girsa has it, rejects that, right? Our version has it, rejects it, and it seems to be the Yerushalmi, like the Bavli, rejects the entire prohibition. Right? Even after he'd raised all the notions of Palter and Shat HaTchak, and maybe only in the field or something like that. Nevertheless, we saw that in Shulchan Aruch, following the Rambam and the Rush and whatever, these things are actually maintained, right? Both the notion that it's only permitted when it is necessary, even if we lower the bar for what necessary means, such as I like the flavor better, or it's slightly more difficult, or something like that. And we saw some who basically don't even require that. And then we went through the question of Palter Balabait, and we said, again, the Bavli doesn't bring it up. The Yerushalmi brings it up and rejects it. And yet, La Halacha, even though, as the Shach points out, this is very weird that we would think that there's a difference, La Halacha, between baker, right, commercially produced bread, which we saw commercially simply meant he didn't make it for his family. Nevertheless, standard Halacha accepts it, but we noted that, and this is what we left off with last time, is A, the combination of the fact that the Gemara seems to be uncomfortable with it, and the fact that it is clearly an Isser which is formulated for substantive reasons, like we want to avoid intermarriage. That's why you see that Poskim are really quite hesitant about really embracing the Heter. Even though you could definitely read the Gemara that way, they're very hesitant of actually going down that route, which is expressed in them saying maybe only Bishat HaTchak, or the fact that during Aseret Mechuva, there's a minog to avoid it. Right? All of that points to the fact that it wasn't completely rejected. Okay. We should note that, and then maybe we'll read through Shulchan Aruch and make some points here, is that what is defined as bread? So it has to be bread made of the five grains. But bread that's made, let's say gluten-free bread is not, because it is not chashuv, it doesn't cause anyone to love anyone. but if there's anything made from, I don't know, chickpeas or rice bread or, you know, or whatever they make it with, now, in Halacha, as we'll see, they also know that once we permit certain breads, so there's a little bit of a discussion, what happens if there's other things mixed into it?
What do you mean? Like
eggs or something like that. Does that make it bishul? So, you know, actually, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it'll be helpful at this point just to sort of summarize some of the issues that we go through Shulchan Aruch. So you look, you have it here on page 6, or you can just open it up, Shulchan Aruch. So again, Asur Chacham Lechol Pachal Amim Obdi Chacham Mishum Chat. Right, there's a prohibition to eat the bread of non-Jews because of intermarriage. I feel Makom Lechem Mishum Chasnut Asur. Then the Rashba clarifies. The Rama quotes this, that even if in your particular instance there is no concern of intermarriage, again, it is still a formal Isur, and therefore it is a low plug. Right, That is clear. Although Asrul Pachel Hamisha Mine Dagan, but it's only something made of the five grains. I will Pachel Kitniot Vishal Oriz Vedochan, but if it's made of legumes or rice or millet, Eno Bechal Pat Stam Shasru. It is not in this prohibition. And the Ramah adds, Vigamenu Asr Mishum Bishule of the Kochavim Eno Olal Shulchan Malachim. And if it's not Chashuv, if it's not important, then it wouldn't be eaten on at a king's table, so then, right? It is permitted, meaning we don't say, well, it's not bread, so now it's bishul. You're right, it is subject to laws of bishul, but if it's not particularly important, because it's disgusting, because most people don't eat this stuff, which is true, because remember we said that one of the standards, because it's not the five grains, it moves from this, from pot to bishul. Oh, okay. And in bishul, we saw one of the standards is it has to be nechal v'shulchan malachim. No. Yesh. Now, just parenthetically, what is one of the examples? What is the classic example in Psak of bread about which you don't have to be worried about chatnut?
I'll probably know it if you tell me.
No, it's a very funny example, but it's the one that Shach brings up. Bread baked by priests because they don't get married.
Oh,
that was the classic example. Is that was no? That's what they're talking about. That's right.
Look,
go and pot komrim she'ain lahem banim. Also, they never have children, and therefore you might think that you could buy specifically from the church. The answer is no, you can't do that. No, it's not that. They're buying our matzah for that.
Is that they do it for Avodah Zarah?
Now the Bach just points out Kuf Yubet. Now the Bach just 112. The Bach just notes that he just thinks that it's objective, that any rice bread or chickpea bread is just not, no king is eating that garbage.
Ooh.
So, now I know, you really have to wonder, like, what happens now that gluten-free is like an in thing. Yeah, I know. No, I think you really have to ask the question. I agree with you. So then it moves to bishul. So then, again, the shach was the Bach is saying it never goes in the king's table, and so it's always mutter. That doesn't seem to be the position of the Ramah. The Ramah says, if, which again, nowadays you might have to, you might have to talk about that. Halacha bet. Some people are lenient to buy from the baker. Now, again, that is so shocking because the simple pshat of the Bavli and the Rishonim is that is totally permitted. And yet, as we've seen, poskim, including Shulchan Aruch, are just not comfortable with it. The Yeshum that feel makom shabai Yisrael matzu yishari. And the Ramah says some say that even when there is Jewish bread, it's permitted, which again seems to be the simple pshat of the sugya. And that's what the Shach notes here, because the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the Isser just didn't take effect. Aval pacha balabayim ein mishemore ba lahakel. Sheikar exam mishum chatnut, v'myokal pat balabayim yovet letzot etzlam. But private bread, you can't, and we talked about private is what you made for your family, because then you'll end up eating by them, you'll end up marrying them, and that's usher. The Ramah says, v'lo mikri pat balabayit el maso levnei beito. That's only if you make it for your family, aval maso limkor mikri palter. You bake it to sell, it is automatically in this category of palter, even though you're not a baker, aval b'shein darko b'kach. V'chein palter shaso la'atzmo mikri balabayit. And if a baker is making it for his own family, then it is permitted. Halacha Gimel. Yesh mishomer shem palter his min Yisrael harepito kipat balabai. Now this, right, some say, and now this is a little bit more complicated, is what happened if the baker invites you over to eat, let's say, at his bakery. So that, he already notes, is a machloket. The Shach notes that according to the Rechaim, the name of the Ra'ah, that is... He says, what does it hang on? It hangs on whether you think that the key moment is only the moment of production, in which case he made it in his bakery. The fact that he's now inviting you as he's closing up shop to taste his wonderful bread doesn't change the fact that bread was produced. But, and here we see that there are apparently some people thought that pat akum is not only about production, but also about context of the eating, right? Which is quite novel. Correct. And if you take that type of position, then you might have to be... More stringent if you think that. Makom she'ein bal Yisrael matzui, if there is no Jewish baker, ledara matir and likachpat, we palter v'chavim neigia shom palter Yisrael, we palter ovik kolchav masura. So if you take the more limited view, so as soon as a kosher baker shows up, a Jewish baker shows up, you'd have to only have that. Shimkar palter Yisrael pito, achar shakala pat Yisrael, choser pito shom kolchav lachshiro. And if you really think the more stringent position that it's only permitted when it is, when there is no other option. Then if another option becomes available, then the non-Jewish baked bread becomes not kosher until you run out of the Jewish bread, if you follow that position. The Ramah notes, some people think if you have a Jewish and a non-Jewish baker, but the non-Jewish baker makes better bread, because if you like it more, so that might be enough to make it that it, there's pressure. So the next thing is, even if it's kneaded with eggs, or it has an egg wash, mutter, because that is considered bread with an egg wash. Right? So this is very important, because meaning it remains in the category of bread with the leniencies of bread and doesn't become bishul, which is more stringent. Because an egg wash...
Isn't bishul less
stringent? No, because you don't have the heter of palter. No, of the baker. Right, the industrial produced things is not okay by bishul according to Rove Poskim, but it is by bread. So you would say, so does the egg wash make it now that it takes the stringencies of bishul? He says, no, an egg wash doesn't do that. But what does? Aval impanada, shafav v'chom asr lechol me'apachila.
What? Sorry, but impanada?
Yeah.
How's it spelled? Where is this?
Aleph yud nun pei nun dalet hey, impanada. It's like a, any sort of...
I know. I'm from the south.
Yeah, no, but he means like any sort of kishi type thing, right? Meaning eggs are more central to it than there's dough in it, but it's not. No, remember that was a derivative from pot. Pot is the more lenient one. Bishul, we borrow things from. Right? We borrow leniencies from Bishul that don't seem to appear in the Gemara. The basis of the leniencies are pot. Pot is more lenient, not Bishul. But it has certain. Okay. However, the Ramah is stringent with eggs that are I don't know if he means like an egg wash, but more of a thicker egg wash, because it's like be'en, it's separate. It has its own identity. So an egg wash probably doesn't, but like...
Imagine an egg pie, or like a kitchen egg pie.
Or no, like French toast, for sure, right? French toast, probably the egg is... distinct, that whether he thinks an egg wash, I'm not 100% sure whether that's really what he means, but okay. So kichalach is bread. Okay. And the shach just knows it has to be like thick, like baked thickly. There's a thick dough, because otherwise it's like a pancake, and that's different. So if you permit pot, then there would be permitted. It's not cooked. He just says, by the way, be careful, because sometimes they make it on a griddle with lard on it. Then that's a problem. Okay. Be careful of lard. Got it? Good. I think I don't have to tell you that. Pot balabayit asurit la'olam. But if it's made privately, so then it's forbidden forever. Afilu kana'a, paltur minu, afilu sholcho yisrael leveito, v'chein afilu sholcho to yisrael la'acher, asurit la'olam. It's forbidden, even if it's sent to someone else. There's bata muter la'olam. And the one by the baker, again, we said the primary category, the primary halachic standard is, when was it produced? Afilu kana'a balabayit minu, shu la'olchu b'isr za'achar misha pot b'yado achshav. It doesn't go by who has it now. La'achar misha hayolo b'shar afiyah. As we saw, some people say that if there is no baker, then you can even buy from a private one, which again, we said is the simple pshat in the Gemara. And the Ramah says, and this is the participation question, which we already saw in the context of Bishul, so we're not going to totally go back through it, but I'll read it to you in Shulchan Aruch. So in the case of pot, not by Bishul, the Gemara says that lighting the flame is enough. By Bishul, the Gemara doesn't say, and remember, the Ramah borrows it from Pot to Bishul. But by Bishul, but by Pot, it's in the Gemara.
Then how did he bring it into Bishul?
That was what we spent time
no,
in.
No, I know. I'm trying to review.
Correct. Very quickly, and the answer was, it's very unclear. It's very unclear. It wasn't clear. He, part of it was that he borrowed it from Tosfot, who said it was the Minag Bavel, not in the Gemara, but from the Minhagim, the Minag, so Minag Eretz Yisrael. And then there was, we went to the Archa Shulchan who tried to defend it. So Oshe Hidlik Yisrael va'afa Ovid Kochavim, Oshe Hidlik va'afa Ovid Kochavim. So if the Jew lit the fire or whatever, or put it in the oven, or vice off in the Yara Eish, or even if he does the little thing with the fire, the source of that is Pot, not Bishul. Hareze Mutter, va'filu lo zarek ala Eish Echad, even if you throw in a splinter. Tochatan or Hitter call a Pachabo, in a Dabra Eliyot Heker, Shapachala, and Asura, because bread, all you need is a symbolic act, not cooking. Cooking was much more problematic, but the source of it was borrowing it from bread. Vim Navach Ve'ezhe Ve'kechitoi, and if you blow into the fire, right, that also works. You know, you know, Neficha, not like, you know what I'm talking about, right, where you blow.
Fan the flame.
There you go, that's the word. Im Afu B'tanur Al Yideu Chavim Shloshabam B'yom Echad. Let's say an oven was being used three times. And the first two times a Jew was involved, and the third time he wasn't. We're making on the third one. We're leaning on the third one because we assume there's residual flame from the Jew. The Ramah says some people are even more lenient that if you do it once and the oven is never not used for a period of 24 hours, and therefore there's still presumably some residual coals, because you're talking about like a
you're talking like
a coal oven,
yeah,
right? So the Ramah says that's enough, right? That is also enough. Pachel Yisrael sh'afo v'kuchom belochi to Yisrael belokisim asur. If the Jew isn't involved at all, it's asur l'zavuni l'vtichavim dom ati l'vuni Yisrael. Then you can't sell it even to a non-Jew, because the Jew will then send, the non-Jew might sell it to a Jew. V'impitar alechem l'shnayim, v'titit alechem l'shnayim mutal l'zavuni l'vtichavim. But if you divide it, it would be fine. The Ramah says, "Who had in the chalpach of the chum she'asur v'lochinagu shalinu l'chatichot pat min oven kuchavim dachishin shema hu pat isur u'machar lo Yisrael kach." And that's why we don't buy slices of bread from non-Jews, because like the sign that Jews would have, it's something that's parakum, was they would sell it as slices. So if a non-Jew is selling you a slice, then he might be selling it from the Jew. Now, presumably, you'd have to figure out whether that's the mitzvah in any case, right? Whether there's, okay. Im afa ovid kacham apat velo chidu Yisrael velo kizim afilu karmu b'nei apat v'tanur mol chidu Yisrael. Says, if the Jew didn't get involved at the beginning, but he does something, as long as it's before the outer part of the bread crisps, right, starts to harden, it's still considered in the baking process, so a Jew's involvement would be enough to make it Pat Yisrael. As long as it still is getting better by remaining in the oven. Some are even more lenient and say you could even put it back in the oven. As long as it'll make the bread better, even though it's technically edible, that would be enough Jewish involvement, and that would be fine.
And this has to be a religious
Jew,
right? It can't just be a non-religious
Jew. That's a broader discussion.
What do you mean?
Yesh Misha Omer, Shanizar Mipat Ovikom, Hubiderachim, Yesh Pacha Israel, Ad Arba Milan Yamtin. And some people say that if you are normally stringent about Parakum, so, and you're traveling, you have to wait up to 4 mil, up to 72 minutes before you give up and rely on not Pat Yisrael bread. No. If you know there's going to be pot within 72 minutes in the direction you're traveling, then you have to wait. Like, in the direction you're traveling, you don't have to go out of your way. But, like, can you say, well, I'm going to stop at this rest stop, which doesn't have Pot Yisrael, or the one which I know does, and an hour from now, you have to wait the hour, because going that direction anyways, you'll have to wait. Like, that's what it would look like. Correct. No, but that's what we say by minyan. Also, it's the same standard. Yes, fine. However, he notes that the minog is to be makel, and again, we already read the halacha that someone who is not nizar, the minog is to be machmir during the aseret yemei tshuva. So now we actually read through the entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, right? So we dealt with a lot of the issues, and
not yet.
Now. In general, let's see. Now, some people say there's a bit of a discussion of how far do you have to go. The Chayadim says you should go at least a mil. Some people say a parsa to look, right, 4 mil. But he says at least 18 minutes. Right? So if you know that you could go within 18 minutes and get it, then you should do that. Okay, he gives other examples here. One of the discussions, again, we're not going to go through all of this, is like different types of quiches and the like, and which ones are primary eggs and which ones are primary dough, right? This is a discussion. In postgame, you should understand that, obviously, I can't go through every type of quiche, but that's one of the main things, is because Bishul is more stringent, there comes that point where it is it's worse to have the quiche-like thing, so you need to figure out what that line is. Let's see. Yeah, now the Aruch HaShulchan raises the question about what if something is made in a pan? Is that bread? So he thinks, so on one hand you might say no, in many areas of Halacha it has to be baked to be bread. He says maybe if it has, if it's cooked without any liquid, maybe it would be considered. So that's the problem, is in different areas of Halacha there are different standards. That's why the postgame are struggling with this.
Yes.
Well, but it depends how it's produced. That's the issue. The Arizal, it's worth noting, and this is quoted in the Kaf HaChaim, thinks that there is a chumrah which is praiseworthy, which is to always be machmer on pas yisrael. No, not at all. But meaning it's not crazy. Like, as we've seen, it's also not crazy because...
The Arizal is in a shtetl.
No, he didn't. He lived in Tzfat.
Huh?
He lives in Tzfat.
Excuse me.
At the end of his life.
I know. He was born in a shtetl.
That could be.
That's what I mean.
Donuts. Interesting. Donuts in general, there's a big machloga. The Ben Ish Chai assumes that donuts are bishul because they're fried. They're fried. That's what they're made. Right? They're deep fried, and therefore it's a process of bishul, and it's called, and it's blila racha. It's made of a thin dough, not a thick dough, and therefore he thinks that it is under the standard of bishul, and therefore it cannot just be bought from any baker on the street. One of the most interesting questions in halacha, and I will very briefly, is bagels. Why bagels? Because they're baked and boiled, and baked and boiled. Very good. So the Aruch HaShulchan takes it as a given. This is on page eight, that bagels are bread. He's like, yes, they're also boiled, but they are bread. And therefore, they have the leniencies of...
I think that they would come from the fact that what's cooking the bagel?
Yes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has, not surprisingly, this is the most New York Jewish question ever, right, has multiple tshuvot on the question of the status of bagels. So, and Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes, And he thinks, right. His assumption is that it is mutter, right? La halacha. He has a little bit of a discussion here in Bet Lam and Gimel. You're a deb, but he says lachein ein lasar a bagel. The rov bnei adam anogin heter b'pat shabak shel akum palter. However, he just notes again, make sure they don't put any oil in it because they use lard often. Right? That's a major problem. In Europe, this is a big deal. In Europe, from what I know, my friends in Europe, there are countries where the standards that people buy bread from non-Jewish bakers, but it depends country by country whether they standardly use lard or not. The ones where they do, you obviously can't do that.
The point I was trying to make about a shtetl is that if you're living in a very isolated community where the only person around you is the only baker around you is a Jew, it's very easy to be machbid on pas yisrael. because you'd have to try hard to not bypass Israel.
No, but I'm still confused. So I thought you were saying with Pass Israel you can be more lenient, right?
Correct.
So with Parakham, so why is bagels even a question other than was it only for the oil?
No, it was according to the people who want to be Mahmir, right? Or no, you can be lenient, but again, but if it's called Bishul, you wouldn't be able to. That's the point. Because Bishul is more stringent.
After a few Bishul.
Bishul is more stringent. Okay, so we saw that Ben Ishchai said donuts are bad. Donuts are considered Bishul and not... I mean, they're all bad, but they're considered Bishul and not bread and not pot. And therefore, they have stringencies. Ravadi Yosef disagreed. So in Yechavadad and Heinun Gimel, and I gave it to you, it's here on page 10. And he thinks that this is not true. So he quotes, I'll just tell you, he quotes the Rivash, who says that anything that's made with a thin dough is automatically Bishul and not bread, is under the standards of cooking and not bread. And therefore, donuts, which have a thinner dough, would be cooked and would have these stringencies, and that's the Tashbetz, that's the Ben Ishchai. However, Rabbi Avadia disagrees. And he thinks that based on several sources, that and he, in the end of the day, thinks that that's not obvious, that it's totally in a dispute, and therefore he's willing to be lenient, even though he notes that it is a really, it is a machloka, but he says, in the end of the day, it's derabanan. And therefore, it's a savik derabanan, right? It's a down in derabanan, so he's willing to be lean, even though it is far from obvious. And there are other nafkim, you know, like if you would make a meal of donuts, would you make hamotzi or not? Right? So it's not all mizonot. So like pasta, no matter how much pasta you eat, you never wash. It has. So this is a mistake. I was talking about exactly. There are three categories. There's mizonot, like pasta that you never wash on. There's bread which you always wash on, and then there's pot habavikisnet, which is like crackers or pretzels, where the halacha is, and again, it's complicated, but normally you make mizonot, but if you eat it as a meal, then you would wash and bench, meaning it's bread in potential.
Pizza, according to some positions.
So pizza is bread. Don't get
there's some people who put enough
bread is hamotzi, always.
But Rabbi, enough
people pizza is hamotzi.
No, pizza don't mean it's
not. No, pizza is hamotzi. No, stop.
You never have
pizza is
hamotzi. Pizza is mizonot salad?
Yeah, it's not. Pizza is always hamotzi. Stop. Just stop.
Have you ever made pizza before?
Yes. Okay, let's just make sure we've covered everything. So we talked about the Jewish involvement, but we did that primarily in Bishul, so I'm not going to go back to it, but basically, right, the Gemara is pretty lenient in terms of the Jew turning on the oven, and then we, as we've already seen, the Ashkenazi minhag, based on the minhag b'nei Bavel, to throw in the little piece of wood, which again, we already saw that is a huge chiddush, but we accepted it even possibly by Bishul, so as we saw, that's much more standard by pot. Okay, let me see what other issues I would want to deal with. So there's a bit of a discussion by cookies. The Chuvat van Hagod has a question of that. He thinks that maybe cookies... that it might have a status more of Bishul. He's a little bit unsure. There's a discussion which we raised briefly, where we already talked about it in the context of Bishul, which was, for these purposes, are non-Jews or Mechal Shabbat, do they get the status of non-Jew for these purposes? Where some poskim assume yes, but some poskim assume no, that even if in general, for some purpose in halacha, we treat them as non-Jews, for this we're not going to, because the issue is intermarriage, and you can still marry them and their daughters, and therefore it might have a different standard. That's the Chuvat van Hagod says that, for example. Um, There's also interesting discussions about what happens with the non-Jewish workers, but the factory is owned by a Jew. What exactly are the standards there? Again, obviously, some practical versions of this are like turning the oven up, or in a modern oven, not their oven, but turning the flame up. That would obviously work. The poskim have interesting machloket. I'll just throw out some of these issues. If a Jew just set a timer to make the oven go on, would that be enough? Minchas Yitzchok says yes, even though the Jew is turning it on, you know, indirectly. That's still enough. Now again, most people assume that cookies have the kulot of parakum, though there might be differences in some cookies. But in general, poskim are makil. Again, going back to the timers, the Minchas Yitzchok is lenient. Rabbi Yashiv is machmir, stringent on it, because he thinks that it's not just enough to have Jewish involvement, but there needs to be some. You need to be able to see the Jewish involvement, and which you don't.
So it is like you have a stamp on the bread. Is that like, I mean, do you just put the stamp on to show the Jews are
involved? No, it has to be involvement in the process. That's his point.
What if the process isn't finished and you put a sticker on?
It's still bread.
Guys, so I honestly think we've covered. I think we've covered most of the issues in pot. I think, are we good actually to move on? I think so.
We can pass on to the next thing.
So we actually, that's amazing. We've done pot nachri and we've done bishul nachri.
That's
a non-Jew, yeah. If it was up to me, I would want to. The one which I think is understudied is the issue of Sheikh Rakum is beer and parties. That I think is a very interesting
thing. Don't tell me. Can we?
So I'd like to.
Wait, you're partying with non-Jews?
And
there's other reasons. Okay.